Lightning 100, that's the latest from KT Tunstall. It's called The River, and Lucy Silvas, you were just commenting that like that new stuff from KT,
huh? Oh, that sounds amazing. That's the first time I've heard that. And I met her a long time ago. She's from Scotland, and we met sort of on the circuit of in the UK doing some festivals years ago, around the time we both released our first records, and I got to meet her. It was actually a couple of radio shows as well, and she is the nicest as well, and it's such a great chick and amazing voice.
Yeah, great to hear new stuff.
It's been
a minute since we've heard new stuff from KT Tunstall. 9:13 on your Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for joining us here on Lightning 100, and thanks again to Lucy Silvas for joining me. From 6 o'clock on, she's been here for the whole show. It's been such a blast, and we're now joined in studio. We've got Corey and Jared joining us as well.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Hello.
You've been here since 6. Like, come on.
So, great to have you guys here, of course, getting ready for the big show coming up Thursday night out at the Exit Inn. Very excited about the lineup, Lucy Silvas and friends. In addition, we've got the Brummies, we've got Luke from Republican Hair. We know there's going to be some cover songs, maybe some collaborations on stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. Very excited. Like I said, it's been such a blast to have you here all morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kind of getting to know you and realize that we have quite a bit in common.
We do. We do the same taste in music and artists, a lot of mutual friends. And now you know that I'm available to do the weather report whenever you should need me.
Of course. Meteorologist Lucy Silvas, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a new branch.
Yes, indeed. But these guys, Jared and Corey, brought guitars and heard you warming up. So are you going to play a song for us?
I would love to.
Awesome.
I think we're going to play one that you guys have been playing, which I'm so grateful to you guys for. This is Kite.
Here it is. Lucy Silvas live on Lightning 100. Lucy Silvas live in the Lightning 100 studio with Kite, which you've been hearing here on the station for quite some time. Not quite like that. Sounding great.
Thank you.
At 9:18 in the morning? I mean, come on. Get ready for the show Thursday night out at Exit Inn. Sounding fantastic. Lucy, I mentioned to you earlier on, actually, I think it was off air, that just kind of getting ready for this morning, I actually saw the version of Kite that you did on the Today Show.
That was definitely early, right?
And that was on the East Coast, right?
Yeah, that was so fun. I mean, it was nerve-wracking for me as well, because it was really the first TV I've ever done in the States.
Really?
And so, you know, the excitement of it, I've watched it so many times, you know, and watched some friends on it, and going to New York and having that buzz and getting up at 4 a.m. and starting to sing. That's one where you really should just stay up from the night before.
Right.
But it was a real thrill for me and the guys. It was lovely doing it with my friends, and it was a real special moment for me.
Good stuff. And yeah, those friends going to be out at Exit Inn this Thursday night. Looking very forward to the show. Want to touch base with these guys that showed up late, got to sleep in. We've got Jared and Corey.
He's still coming together.
So I'm assuming that in addition to playing with Lucy, you probably play with other artists in town, because doesn't everybody that's a musician in Music City?
Yeah.
Who else do you guys play with?
I play with Rustin Kelly.
Yeah, we play Rustin here on the station.
And he produced, he's going to be modest now, I have to say that he produced Rustin's album with Rustin.
See, you mentioned that to me, and I was trying to set him up, and here he is, just trying
so
to be humble. Tell us about working with Rustin.
That was a very long and exciting and hard and amazing process. Made that record over 2.5 years. Started in Nashville, went to El Paso,
right,
and then came back to Nashville for about 9 months and finished it here. And then came out last year, and we're super excited about it, and it's doing really well.
Yeah, and, Dying Star, pick it up if you don't already have it. It really is, and congratulations. It's a great record. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Really is cool. Corey, how about you, man?
How much time do we got?
There's a list of people.
I do a lot of different things. I mean, you know, I've tried to position myself that I could be with Lucy for a number of years over the past 2 years. It's been really, really fantastic.
Good call.
I do, yeah, I'm a session musician in town, and I write and produce as well as, I do a bunch of different things too. I do stuff for, guitar stuff for companies online, Martin Guitar, Universal Audio.
Cool.
All that kind of
stuff.
Give them shout outs, man.
It's so great.
They really help me as a, you know, artist and a musician. You know, they support me. It's great, because you need the great tools to do your job and make her sound good.
And I've been watching Corey Congilio, and if you've been watching his tutorials and his, I mean, I'm obviously no further along to playing one chord on the guitar, but I'll get there one day. But they are amazing if you check them out. They're on like YouTube and stuff like that. Thank you. Very cool.
Definitely check that out. Is there, where can they find you on social?
It's my name, Corey Congilio. I'm the only one. It's not Irish. I know it sounds, you know, like it could be.
But it's not?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm the only one that exists, so it's easy to find even if you misspell the name.
Okay.
That's my point.
Good deal. Good deal. I have that, too. I have a last name that I say it to people, and then they're like, they try to spell it, and it's like not even close.
Right.
Just don't even worry about it. Something that you just said, Lucy, I wanted to ask you about when your writing process. I know you write with a lot of different people, but is there any kind of method to your songwriting? Like, do you start off the same way when you write a song more often than not? Like, does it start with a lyric? Would it start with a melody? And how does that process start for you? And which instrument do you write on the most? You're not much of a guitar player?
No, I'm a piano player. Okay. So it's all really about the piano when I'm writing ballads, usually. Sometimes it always steers that way if I sit down at the piano. And I really enjoy writing on the piano. I sort of feel most myself. But certainly co-writing with people, sometimes, you know, it's a musical riff, somebody will start playing something. When we wrote Just for the Record, actually, me, Rustin, and Jared here, we, you know, that was probably us jamming in the room and playing and talking. Some of the time it's just talking about life, and you're talking about your experiences, and us talking about that particular subject was just suddenly like, trying to explain to someone that what you had was real and saying, just for the record, this is how I really felt, no matter how I acted or what my behavior was at the time.
All right.
And but then sometimes, you know, before I moved to Nashville, I felt like I was very melody driven more than anything. The lyrics would always come last. But now that I've been living in Nashville for the better part of a decade, I've really learned that people are so driven around lyrics, and I've learned how to kind of have that be the driving force more. With Black Jeans, actually, JD McPherson had that title, and we didn't even know really what it was going to be about, but talking it through, it just came alive in that day. And it's really, it really does depend who I'm in the room with.
Okay. You know? Okay. And so so you're primarily piano. When did you start playing piano?
When I was about 8 years old, I think.
Okay.
I've still got a few recordings of the odd song that I wrote. I mean, truly horrendous, actually. Like, when I listen back to those old songs.
So you wrote your first song at what, eight years old? Do you remember the title?
Oh, God. It was called The Sound of Love. And I was
very
tuned into romance when I was 8 years old. I mean, I was watching too many old movies. And I mean, it was funny. It had some, I was at that time, I remember listening to the Beach Boys and the Carpenters a lot.
Okay.
And I remember writing songs, and I probably basically was just singing the same melodies, but thought I was writing them. So,
right.
But you know, I was surrounded by music when I was a kid. My parents had incredible vinyl collection when I was growing up. And so they sort of encouraged the songwriting, and I used to be frustrated because my sister was classically trained on the piano, but I really couldn't read music, and my mom used to say, why don't you write your own songs on the piano, and then you won't be frustrated. So,
and that's what you started
doing. And
that's
what I did, yeah.
And here you are in the Lightning 100 studio. Very excited again about the show coming up Thursday night. Exit In, some special guests, Briston Maroney, part of the show, the Brummies, Luke from Republican Hair, and of course, Lucy and her friends. And while we have your two friends here in studio, would you guys play another song for us?
Oh, we would love to.
Which one are we going
to
do now?
Well, it's the first time I heard it today. It was so special to hear Black Jeans, so I'd love to play a live version of it.
All right, let's do it. It's Lucy Silvas live in the Lightning 100 studio with Black Jeans.
We just got to plug in here again.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
There we go.
You ready?
Okay.
One, two. There's plenty of us in this town. Ain't no consolation prize. I hate it when you size me up. Oh, it's about time you see me with my cards faced up. When I'm wearing my black jeans, baby, you won't even recognize me. Take a back seat. There's a side of me that needs reminding, and that's what makes me feel alive. Oh, in my black jeans. Not just another cool kid trying to catch your eye. I don't feel like myself in something somebody else designed. High heels on the pedal, feeling like a dark midnight. When I'm wearing my black jeans, maybe you won't even recognize me. And you know that I won't just take a back seat. There's a side of me that needs reminding, and that's what makes me feel.
Wow, Lightning 100, Lucy Silvas live here in the studio and getting an assist from Jared and Corey. Wow, sounds amazing. Again, 9:30 in the morning, folks. Imagine what it's going to sound like Thursday night around 9:30 p.m., right?
That's musician time, for sure.
That's right. Wow, sounding great. So excited for the show again. Coming up Thursday night, we've got Lucy Silvas and friends, the Brummies, Luke from Republican Hair, Briston Maroney.